An estimated 90,000 in Suffolk alone, yet many carers are overstretched and in dire need of some respite from their duties. Now, Dr. Paddy Fielder is a GP in the Debenham and Grunsborough area on Body Talk for today. I spoke to him recently about one of the projects he is supporting.
It's something called the Debenham Project, and initially we're talking about the care of those with dementia, and we've rather called it caring for the carers. As you're probably aware, one of the most overworked and underpaid group of people in society are carers. And it's been variously estimated they're probably saving the country about 30 grand a year. And they're people who are largely ignored because they do this work so quietly.
As we reported on the show recently, in several different avenues that we took on this, some of them work for what amounts to £1.6 an hour. Three quarters of them say they are overstretched, underappreciated, undervalued. How many do you see in the surgery with that sort of complaint?
It's difficult to put a number on, but, you know, if I saw one or two a week, that would not be unusual. But one of the things that makes it difficult for people to talk about it is feelings of guilt, often, because they're caring for a parent or for a partner. And particularly in the case of a parent, they see it very much as a duty of care. But then they find themselves becoming increasingly frustrated, even angry, the repetition, the incontinence, and they find themselves behaving in a way that makes them feel uncomfortable.
Right.
They don't like to feel, I should be behaving like this, this is my mum or this is my dad and I shouldn't be feeling like this. And it takes a lot of courage for people to actually come along and say, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons they often present is because they need help, either direct help in someone to help them, or respite. And that's probably one of the most important things.
One of the most, yeah, that's what we were hearing, one of the most major areas is just a little bit of respite.
That's right.
To give them a break. Of course, they are, as you say, one of those folk that slip under the radar more often than not. The NHS itself would collapse without carers, wouldn't it?
Yes. As I said, they're the unsung heroes, really, and they do a huge amount of workload, which most of us are unaware of, and it's quite convenient to be unaware of it. And one of the reasons we've started this group, it was actually started by the church elders, although it's not anything directly to do with the church, although they do very kindly allow us to meet in church premises. And it was put to the village at the end of April. We had a meeting about this, and we had over 60 people turn up, which is quite surprising for a village meeting, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Not since George V died, I think. And really what we were talking about there was what is or might be available. And we had there someone who was a community psychiatric nurse. We had a retired consultant, neurologist, and myself. And we really talked about it from our various points of view. A large proportion of the audience, of course, were actually carers themselves, and they were then able to put questions to us, and we sort of sat down and took note of their comments. And then under the guidance of Lyndon Jackson, who I have to say is really the mover and shaker as far as this is concerned, we had a meeting, a further meeting, and now we find we've got about 30 helpers or volunteers who are prepared to help, which is not bad in 6 weeks. And we're hoping to get this officially off the ground in September.
What's the likely form that it will take, this support group?
Okay, several facets, really. One is a get-together and activities club to cater for a broad spectrum of patients or clients, as we tend to call them these days, and their carers. It's not only that, but one of the things the carers express is they just want time to themselves. So it's the opportunity to be on your own without anyone else giving you, as it were, putting demands on you, giving you the runaround, as it were. So that's very important. Also, from the point of view of just short breaks, so getting out to go to the shops can be a real, real problem, particularly if you're looking at people with dementia, which is why we've primarily set up this group. Even to go out for a short period of time without the cared for protesting and being concerned and becoming anxious is difficult. So it's having people who are prepared to go in even for those short periods of time. Because the problem we have now is finding respite care. The other thing is we're starting a confidential telephone support line, which is going to be run by carers for carers. So carers will be talking to people who know what you're talking about because they've been through it or are going through it themselves.
So this is an area where they can call up and not feel isolated, which again is one of the issues they have, isn't it?
That's right. And it's the same principle, of course, yeah. On which a lot of these things work, like the Samaritans, for example.
Sure.
Also acting as an information service to help carers in understanding dementia, because dementia, or Alzheimer's, is used as a sort of general term, but there's various forms of dementia. And it's also enabling them to find out the support services and the charitable assistance that might be available, you know, things like Age Concern, Help the Aged, the Alzheimer's Society, and all that sort of thing. But also helping them cope with the emotional problems of being a carer. I think, as you may well have covered, one of the problems about being a carer is often if you're looking after a parent, you find there's a role reversal. You become the parent rather than the child.
Yeah.
Or indeed looking after a partner. There's a lovely book called A Beloved Stranger, the author's name eludes me, which is about someone's husband who becomes demented. And it's also coping with things like the cared for being very poor in memory, so they might become violent, they might become paranoid, accuse you of stealing. Paradoxically, they often favour the children who they rarely see rather than the one who comes in every day. And then the final sort of insult, as far as the care is concerned, is, of course, the cared for failing to recognise them at all.
And we must also remember, and many people are probably unaware, that we are talking about the young as well as the not so young when it comes to carers.
Oh, yes. Yes, I mean, there are almost two extremes here. Usually the young carers are looking after people who've been injured in some way or have a progressive debilitating physical illness. And at the other end of the scale, you have parents, usually parents or partners who are becoming demented, who may in fact be cared for by people who are in their 60s or even 70s themselves.
Yeah.
So people who are entering into retirement, whereas at the other end of the scale, as you say, you've got children who are meant to be taking exams, exploring friendship groups, growing up, who have incredible demands placed upon them because of having to care for siblings or parents.
Presumably the support group as yet catering just for the areas of Debenham, Grundersburg, right?
That's right. It's immediately sort of the immediate Debenham area initially with a view to spreading out gradually as we get the thing established. I think it's important to start small and get larger as we find our feet rather than offer a service which we're not able to supply.
To maintain, yeah.
And maintain.
Yeah.
We have actually got a website and that's going to be linked to our practice website. We're also linking to the local high school and we've got a patient participation group which hopefully is going to become involved as well.
All right. How do people get in contact with you? How do they get involved with the support group?
Right. As I said, purely by having adverts up around the village and in the practice, we had 60 people turn up. Word of mouth works extremely well in a rural environment, I have to say.
Well, yes.
So you don't have to... It's not long. Once a rumour starts, it spreads pretty quickly. And that's very useful. So it's largely word of mouth. Also, linking up with the practice website, and once the website becomes a better well-known, doing it that way as well. And hopefully, as it slowly begins to work and become more successful, then we will attract more people.
All right. Dr. Paddy Fielder talking about the new support group for carers in the Debenham area of the Debenham Surgery. Dr. Paddy Fielder, many thanks for talking to us today.
And thank you for speaking to us.